So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So, is it possible when you start the keto plan or you start intermittent fasting that you're going to start spiking your adrenal hormones and create more stress in the body? The answer is no. Some people have the viewpoint that, yeah, it appears to be stressful because you're starving the body. You're starving the body of glucose. I mean, what about the fat on our body? An average thin person is walking around with about 100,000 calories of fat on their body, and it's there to be used as a backup for fuel. We only actually have 1,700 calories of stored glucose. So it's very logical that our bodies were designed to run off fat between meals. And so when your body starts adapting from glucose to fat, which takes about 3 days, it's not a pathological problem. It's a normal response to just shifting your body from glucose to fat fuel. Now, the stress hormone called cortisol has another name. It's called glucocorticoid. And you can see that glucose is part of that name, because one of the big functions of cortisol or a glucocorticoid is to keep your blood sugars from getting too low. But when your body is fully adapted to fat fuel, and so what a glucocorticoid will do, it'll release stored glucose or even cause the production of glucose from protein or ketones just to maintain your blood sugars. But that's not a stress event. It's a normal thing that occurs in your body. Now, there's a little bit of this raise in that hormone when you go through this 3-day adaptation when you start ketosis, but then it levels off. Now, let's just compare what happens when you run your body in glucose. You are activating the sympathetic nervous system constantly. It's very stressful for the body. It's difficult for the body to go from one meal to the next. You're constantly relying on food because you're not able to tap into your own fat. And so you have this up and down roller coaster ride. But when you get into full adaptation and get into ketosis, you can go from anxiety or a stress state to a much higher level of calmness and a state of well-being. So burning fat, being on ketosis, is a non-stressful state. And once a person has adapted, there is no study out there that shows that you're going to have high levels of cortisol. Now, one last point I want to bring up is when you do keto or you're going on fasting, make sure that you take electrolytes and B vitamins, because the requirement goes up for both of those categories of nutrients. Hey, before you go real quick, I have a course entitled How to Bulletproof Your Immune System. It's a free course. I want you to take it. And here's why. Here's you. Here is your environment. Everyone is focused on this over here, avoiding your environment. But what about here? What about strengthening your immune system? That's what's missing. This course will show you how to bulletproof yourself. And so you can tolerate and resist your environment much better by strengthening your own immune system. I put a link down in the description right down below. Check it out and get signed up today. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.